Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday live morning radio programme from 9.
Courtney Pine chooses his Inheritance Tracks for us this week. His latest album, Afropeans, was released a couple of weeks ago. It's gone down very well too, The Times simply calling it staggeringly powerful, and it confirms Courtney's deserved place in this country's pantheon of jazz greats. Although it's really his sax playing that he's known for, he trained as a clarinetist, as well as playing the piano and the flute. And ever since his 1987 debut album, Journey to the Urge Within, Mr. Pine has been leaving hefty old musical calling cards on the table of the international jazz scene. In this country, he was awarded the OBE for services to music in the year 2000. It's always a delight for musicians to choose their Inheritance Tracks, and these are Courtney Pine's.
The piece of music that I've inherited is a piece of music called Eastern Standard Time, written by a great jazz trombone player from Jamaica called Don Drummond. Now, back in the 60s, I was born in 1964, West Indian families would play music on a gram, G-R-A-M. It was an interesting piece of furniture in the West Indian front room. This big, massive box with all decorations and those little gin glasses in there. Members of the family, uncles, aunts, friends would come over, sit down and recall what's happening in their life, and the gram would be playing in the corner. We kind of congregate around the gram, and being 2, 3, 4, I can always remember feeling the side of the gram and feeling the vibration, the sound, this big box that everybody was in awe of and only dad could touch it, you know. And he would play music from Jamaica, ska music. The A-side had always had this dodgy vocal, but when I turned them over, there were instrumental cuts of the same tunes, and there would be sax solos and trumpet solos and trombone solos, and even though I wasn't aware of what they were doing in terms of improvising and playing jazz, it made me feel different. I really enjoyed what they did, and this piece, Eastern Standard Time, is a piece of music which is pure Jamaican. I think the music did give me a sense of, you know, what my heritage was, because it was different to the popular music of the day. I was used to listening to Tony Blackburn, Radio Caroline, and hearing a lot of pop music. But this music had something else, and it wasn't in all the charts. Okay, there were a few reggae songs that were in the charts, but the ska, the deeper music, didn't get into these charts, and I didn't know why. I didn't realize the business sense, but there was something unique about it. This came from Jamaica. It just moves me. You know, there is everything in there. There is somebody soloing, there is an energetic band, and even in this day and age, you put that song on a dance, and I'm not talking about a rave, you know, with the VIP lounge and the Chelsea footballers. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a proper, proper dance down in Lewisham, over in Toxteth, and you put this song on, and it still works. The piece of music that I'd like to pass on is a track called Abolition Day. It's from a record that I've just recently completed by the band called Jazz Warriors. And the album is in commemoration of the bicentenary of the abolition of the Slave Trade Act by the British Houses of Parliament. For me, as a performer, it's important to pass on a message. I always start with a long essay title. You know, the red fox went over the hill to find the ultimate type of water. So the title will be edited down to Red Fox Water. That's what basically happens, or just red. But I start off with a long title and I try and write music that contains elements of the title. It was a very interesting recording because it's a live recording. And I can remember we did a pre-match speech. We all huddled and we gave thanks to the creator. And I just knew that these 15 guys would be able to deliver. And when the first note hit, it was just so obvious that we were on our way. We were playing beyond the manuscript paper. If it was in a studio, we would have done it 10 or 12 times, you know, to try and get the perfect take. But this is live. This is how it was. And I'm just glad it was documented. And I just think, basically, it's the performance of the musicians, how they felt the intensity, the celebration of what the occasion should be about, and also the seriousness of it. Abolition Day is about that moment when the word got through that slavery was abolished. It's a very kind of uplifting piece of jazz, in my opinion, but there is something else under the surface, because I believe that there are one or two slaves who didn't really believe that it was really going to be over. So I'd like this track to be passed on, because nothing is as it seems.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.